answers, run out of time. I'm so confused that I'm losing my mind. It's gonna take a miracle to help me this time. I'm traveling a road that has not one sign.
Good morning. Top of the morning to you. God bless you this morning. I don't know if you're like me and Ruben stutter this morning, but I need an angel. I need an angel. I not only need an angel, but I need all of heaven's support today. And you know what? I would hate to think that any of us would want to do life on our own. Because the fact is, God is still God, and He still sits on the throne. And so I don't know what condition you woke up in this morning or what your mindset looks like, but I'd like to invite you at this time to join in with me and let us have a little talk with Jesus. Because you see, a morning prayer is a wonderful way to focus your time and attention on seeking God's plan for the day ahead. Whether you need encouragement or peace or strength or rest, know this, my friends, that God can meet you in a very real and present way when you come before Him with a humble heart. I invite you to come with me. Let's seek God's presence before your energy and attention is pulled by all tasks you have ahead. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning and we say, good morning, Lord. Holy Spirit, we invite your presence right here, right now with us. And we say, good morning, Holy Spirit. Jesus, we know we can't go to the Father unless we go to and through you. And so we say, good morning, Jesus. Welcome. Welcome into this room. We welcome you, Father. We welcome you, Son. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, right here with us right now. Lord, we don't know who or what will cross our path today, but we do know that you are our rock and our fortress. We thank you for being our shield and our strong tower. And so we ask you to help us to anchor ourselves to you today. Father, teach us how to stand strong in you and choose only your way today. Help us to walk by your truth and not by our feelings. So, Lord, we ask for forgiveness right now. Anything that we've got planned in our hearts, oh God, anything that we have done that did not line up to your will, forgive us right now, Lord, and wash us and cleanse us. Renew our minds, oh God, in Jesus' name. Help us to embrace anything that comes our way as an opportunity to see you at work and as an opportunity to point others to you. Thank you that you love us and nothing can ever take that from us. And so, Father, even if we fail today and fall short, we thank you in advance for your whisper, your unconditional love deep inside our soul, reminding us and prodding us and cheering us on to finish strong today. Thank you that your mercies are new every morning. And so we tap into that mercy this morning, oh God. We say thank you for meeting us, O Lord, today at the very point of our needs. Send our angels to us, O God. Send them, Lord. Send the angel of strength, O God. Send the angels to bring provision to us, O God. Send us our angels, O God, in Jesus' name. And so, Father God, have your way. And let your will be done. And let your name be glorified, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. I just love talking to the Lord. I just love the Lord. A very pleasant good morning to you. God bless you this morning. You've tuned in to Champion in Jesus, and you're hearing the voice of Dr. Leonie Mattison. Welcome into this brand new day, this beautiful California Santa Barbara day. God is amazing. It is February 26th. Oh my God, it's a 26th day in February 2018. And I don't know if you're like me, we can both say, isn't God good to us? He has given us so many blessings. You know, we may feel at times that we're not deserving of it, but I want to thank God for everything He sees fit to bless us with. God is amazing. I just have to share this testimony with someone who might be feeling this morning as though your efforts aren't good enough. And you may be feeling like this guy really sees what I'm doing. I was driving yesterday on my way home and it just hit me like a light bulb. I was thinking about how, you know, when you're pregnant moms, if you're on the line and you've ever bore the fruit of the womb. And I was remembering when I was pregnant with my first daughter. And it was such a bond between us during the pregnancy. I remember feeling the kicks and the stretches and, you know, all of the different dynamics that is comprised with being pregnant. And I just was remembering that bond, that the significance of the bond. And when I gave birth to her, it was as if I knew this baby. I knew this life. I was connected. I knew who she was. So I just didn't have any, I had no doubts that even if she was amongst my millions of babies, I knew who my baby, because there was a connection. Why? Because I carried her through 9 months in my womb. I fed her. We had conversations together. I talked with her. I talked to her. I remember singing to her. I remember reading the Bible to her. I remembered. And so as I was driving, it hit me like Leonie. God is carrying you through your season. This is a journey, and God is on this journey with you. As a matter of fact, I want to remind someone this morning, He is the author and the finisher. So no matter what you're feeling this morning, I want you to get rid of that feeling that says, I'm alone in this and nobody sees what I'm doing and nobody cares. That isn't true. Can a mother forget her child? No. So why would you think that God forgets you and He doesn't think anything about you? No. The Bible said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, God knew who you are, knew who you would be today, and He knows your name, why He created you in His own image. You did not fall from some space. You did not come out of some zombie. You did not come from an alien tribe. You are from the tribe of the Lion of Judah. You are a child of God. He's carrying you through. I don't know if you grab a hold of that this morning, similar to how we carry our babies through the 9 months, all through labor. God is taking you through. And whatever you're going through today, just know, sometimes those pain points that you're feeling is because those are contractions of life that says something is about to happen. Sometimes we're going through some seasons and it seems dark. Don't think that God isn't there. It just might be that he is covering you over under his wings. And so when you're being covered over, it seems dark because he's protecting you. You may be feeling some pain and some agony. Maybe it's time for you to push out that gift and the talent and the ministry, and something needs to be birthed. And there's another flip side. Sometimes we're going through and we're getting ready to push. God wants us to push out the resentment and the anger and the anguish and the bad beliefs and the pain from the past. He wants us to get rid of it, so he can pour in new wine into your vessel. And so I want to encourage someone from the thought this morning. Wait. And we're going to look at five individuals in the Bible and what it looks like for them during their waiting process. I believe that all of us are called to go teach, to share the gospel, and to win souls for the kingdom. And while we're doing that, there are things that we are desiring of God. That is natural. There's nothing uncommon about that. And so when we read the stories of these individuals, I'm going to look at five women. So men, hang in there with us this morning, okay? We're going to read the stories of Sarah, Leah, Hannah, the woman with the issue of blood, and Martha. And there's one thing that these women had in common in their lives, and that's waiting. So turn your Bibles with me this morning, please, to Zephaniah chapter 3. We're going to read about a happy song. A happy song. So Zephaniah 3, I'm going to read from verse 14. Jerusalem, sing and be happy. Israel, shout for joy. Jerusalem, be happy and have fun. The Lord stopped your punishment. He destroyed your enemy's strong towers. King of Israel, the Lord is with you. You don't need to worry about anything bad happening. You see, at that time, Jerusalem will be told, be strong. Don't be afraid. The Lord your God is with you. He is like a powerful soldier. He will save you. He will show you how much he loves you and how happy he is with you. He will laugh and be happy about you like people at a party. I will take away your shame. I will make them stop hurting you. At that time, I will punish those who hurt you. I will save my hurt people and bring back those who are forced to leave. I will give them praise and honor everywhere, even in places where they suffered shame. At that time, I will lead you back home. I will bring your people back together. I will cause people everywhere to honor and praise you. You will see me bring back all the blessings you once had. This is what the Lord said. I don't know who you are this morning. I don't know what shame you carry this morning. Maybe you have stopped dead bolt in the middle of your journey. And you're feeling like it's useless to keep going on. Nobody sees what I'm doing. Nobody gives me credit. Nobody acknowledges me. That isn't true, sweetheart. The Lord sees your labor. He understands that you are on this journey and he sees all that you're doing for the kingdom, even if it looks insignificant to someone else. To God, it means something. There are times as a single mom, I'm raising my kids, and there are times when I feel like, God, I couldn't tell the last day I said thanks to someone for blessing me on this journey. But there are other times when I go, Leonie, mute, be quiet, like mute the negative voice, because there's someone somewhere that's praying for me. And I ought to be thankful for that. Because you see, society wants to tell us that we're independent as women and we can do all of this on our own, but that is not true. There's someone praying for you. There's someone lifting up your name before the Lord, and you may never know who they are, but I want to champion you on this morning to keep going. Wait on the Lord for those desires that you have in your heart. Wait on the Lord. You see, what I love about these stories that we're going to look at, and we may not look at all of them this morning. I may have to jump back on the bandwagon tomorrow. But what I love about the stories is how real they are with how these women are feeling. They were feeling frustration, despair, doubt. Even blaming God overflowed from their hearts. And I know if you're like me, you can relate, right? But this morning, as daughters of the Most High God, as sons of the Most High God, let us learn and teach and practice waiting. I believe one thing God desires in a relationship with us is transparency and honesty. So as you're waiting for an answered prayer during your season of, I don't know whether you're single or you're married or you're waiting for the fruit of the womb or you're waiting for God to bless you with your immigration papers or you're waiting on God to bless you for a promotion or a job or you're waiting for your ministry to grow, whatever it is, here are some lessons we can learn which will uncover the true state of our hearts if they align with God. Lesson number one. What you believe is how you will behave. Let's take a look at Sarah and her story in Genesis chapter 16. You see, let's ask ourselves this question. Am I waiting well? While you may be quick to answer yes, because that's what Christians are supposed to say, right? Remember, this is about being honest this morning. The Bible says that Sarah followed a man who followed an unseen God and didn't complain about it. At that time, his name was Abram, and he had been told he would be the father of a nation, and yet she was old, barren, and had no idea when the promise would come to pass. All she could see was what was in front of her and her husband's shriveled bodies. Isn't that the way with most of us as well? All we can see are hopelessness at times, dateless nights, lonely beds, lonely dreams, sitting out there wondering when they're going to come to pass. You're seeing yourself going to work. Maybe you're a temp and you're wondering, whenever are they going to offer me a full-time position? When we wander in hopelessness, it seems like it's taking forever for God to move on our behalf. Oftentimes, we don't even see God carrying us through the season. And something that stood out for me, on Friday, I was driving to work. And I realized that I need to be more gentle with myself. I realized that I come down very hard on myself and I don't stop long enough to recognize that I'm a single mom raising 3 kids and I'm doing a lot, but I'm really not doing it on my own because I got the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and all of heaven supporting me. And I had to pause and I said, God, forgive me for the moments I thought and kept complaining about doing this on my own. I'm not doing this on my own. It isn't true. Sometimes I'm down to literally like $20 and I'm saying I'm going to fail the children. I don't have enough to provide for them. And then I go, stop, Leonie. That isn't true. God always makes a way. And sometimes we need to stop and say, thank you, Leonie. Thank you for partnering with God. Thank you. Sometimes we need to get in front of the mirror. So let's get in front of the mirror this morning. We're going to get in front of the mirror. And I want you this morning to find something to look yourself in the eyes this morning. And thank God for that thing. Whether it's a thank God for your mind that's still intact, thank God for your hands that you use to type at work, thank God for your feet that's working, for your lungs that's still, you know, allowing your body to breathe, for the blood vessel, thank God for something this morning. And stop looking at what's not working, but why don't you pause for a moment and take a look. As a matter of fact, the song says, count your blessings and they will surprise you what the Lord has done. Many of you started out this year and you were wondering what's going to happen, but look what the Lord has done. So I want you to pause for a moment. I want you to reflect on the goodness of God. Acknowledge God for carrying you through. He's carrying you through. Like a pregnant mom being pregnant for 9 months. He's carrying you through. You're not alone. Sarah's faith journey wasn't a straight line. There were times, the Bible says, when her faith was so low that when it came to God's promise, she gave him a helping hand. And what is so relatable about Sarah is what she tells Abram, revealing what was in her heart. And in Genesis chapter 16 and verse 2, Sarah says to Abram, see now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing children. Please, go into my maid. Perhaps I shall obtain children by her. And Abram heeded the voice of Sarah. Let me ask you this morning, as I ask myself, what kind of God would make a promise and then not keep it? Let us not make God sound loving or giving at one moment and then in another moment let him sound as if he's cruel and he's got bipolar. That's not the kind of God that we serve. And another thing that happened to me over this weekend is paying attention to when God speaks to us individually. Don't allow the enemy to steal that word. When a word comes to you, pay attention. Even when your faith gets low,
Don't give the enemy permission to mock your journey.
I want to sit with that because I'm speaking to myself right now as well.
Even when you don't know how God is going to work things out, believe anyway and wait.
Number two,
dare to hope, even when it seems hopeless.
I'm reading a book, and it's called The Outliers, The Story of Success by Malcolm Gladwell. And as I'm reading this book, it's talking about how there's a difference between an amateur and a pro. An amateur has a desire to becoming a pro, but if you don't practice, right, you want to get up to the level of pro footballer, pro, I don't know, in your ministry, whatever it is that you aspire to get better at, you've got to practice. The scripture says, study to show thyself approved unto God. If you want to know how to rightly divide the word of God, you've got to get in the word and study. And so there's a difference between an amateur and a pro. An amateur has the aspiration, but not the desire to practice, 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 to put the hours in into becoming like a maestro at music, right? There's some of us that can play A, B, C, D, E, F, G on the piano. And then there's some of, there are others who can play at an orchestra, for example, the symphony. The difference there. One put in minimal hours and the other put in thousands of hours. And so if you want to strengthen your faith and increase your faith, you've got to put the hours to practice certain things, such as waiting, such as stepping out on faith, such as reading the word of God, such as honoring God when he gives you a word. You've got to put the hours in. I oftentimes tell people, I didn't get where I am because someone handed me something. It is taking a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. But I've got a goal and I've got a focus, and I stay focused on what's in front of me. So I want to dare you this morning to hope, even when it seems hopeless. And I love the story of Anna. The Bible says, and her story can be found also in the book of, I want to give you the right chapter here. Anna's story can be found in 1 Samuel chapter 1. You can read all about Anna's story. And what I love about this woman, she got to the point where she became so radical. She was praying, and evidently seems as though the minimal prayer wasn't doing it. And so she became so desperate. And she got so desperate that even the priest looked over and said, "Woman, what's wrong with you? Are you drunk?" That tells me that she wasn't just praying, kneeling down and just, you know, in her quiet moment. She became so radical that she was reaching out to God and she was asking and petitioning God for this fruit of the womb. Sarah was grieved. The Bible talks about Sarah being grieved
that God had not blessed her with children, and it led to a rivalry much like Rachel and Leah. But then we look at Anna when we read it in 1 Samuel chapter 1, and by the time we read Anna's story, God is more known than he was in Sarah's story, because Anna went to the temple and openly wept as she prayed. And as I said for earlier, Eli the priest saw Anna moving her lips, not saying a word, and thought she was drunk. But Anna was on a mission. And what I love about Anna's prayer time was that God gave her a word during her time of seeking God. I want to remind someone this morning of Ephesians 3 and verse 20, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we could hope or think. When God gives you a word, dare to believe. I want you to believe. I want you to hope. I want you to hang on that word this morning. Go back and read Zephaniah chapter 3. God says, I'm going to put the shame away. Whatever has been mocking you. You see, the story of Anna, Penina was mocking Anna with her children because she knew Anna had none. She was mocking this girl. But there comes a time when God says, enough is enough. Anna, I got you. I heard you, and I'm going to come to your rescue. I believe this morning, that's going to be my testimony. I believe this morning that could be your testimony as well. Whatever has been mocking you, whatever has brought shame into your life, I pray this morning that God will put an end to it. Whoever has been mocking you, whoever has put your name to shame, I pray this morning that God will silence them in the name of Jesus forever. Because you've been waiting for God to vindicate you. I pray this morning that God will show up and God will give you an experience today like never before. My biggest dream this morning for us as champions is that we will experience something new, something that will turn our test into a testimony. Something that will turn our trials this morning into victory. I believe this morning that like these women that we spoke about this morning, like Anna, like Sarah this morning, that you've been waiting. And I believe with all of my heart this morning that God can turn our trials into triumph. I believe that God can turn our victory into much more of a victorious story this morning. May you become powerful in God as you wait for your breakthrough. In this not yet season, may you learn the secret of abiding in Him. May you send your roots down, deep down into His marvelous love. And may you continue to instinctively trust in a God that says, my promises, His words are yea and amen. He's not a God that lies. May you be so acquainted with His word and His presence that you're right here, you're right now, plant seeds of faith for a future of harvest. Instead of anguish and pain over your not yet, may you embrace the awe and the wonder for the reality of your faith, the substance of His promises, and the surety that any day now He will break through for you. May God be pleased by your precious heart, champions, for enduring those night seasons, for going through your labor. I want to champion you on this morning. It will not be in vain. Remember that God answers three ways. There are three ways in which God answers. He says yes and gives you what you want. He may say no and gives you something better. Or he may say wait and gives you his best. Guys, I haven't forgotten about you. Noah waited 120 years before the predicted rains arrived. Your rain is coming. Your blessing is coming. Your breakthrough is coming. Wait. Joseph waited 14 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. But his breakthrough came. And when that breakthrough came, he never went back to prison. Job waited perhaps a lifetime, maybe 60 to 70 years for God's justice. But the Bible says when God broke through in Job's life, he had 10 times more than what he lost. God is preparing you. And while he's preparing you, it may seem like you're in a slow cooker, not in a microwave oven. Be okay with that. More important than the awaited goal is the work God does in us while we wait. I want you to see this morning, champions, that waiting deepens and nurtures you. It nurtures and deepens your perspective. It broadens your understanding about who God is. And it strengthens your faith in a God that is carrying you through. So as you go through today, I want you to lift up your faith. I want you to remind yourself, my waiting will not be in vain in the Lord. Like Job, though I feel like I'm being slain, I want you to trust God this morning. Though it feels as though the storm is raging on and it feels like your patience level is running low, wait anyway. Wait. Because they that wait on the Lord shall be renewed in their strength. God is going to mount you up like wings, like eagles. So as you go through today, rest on the promises of God. Rest knowing this morning that he who began a good work in you is well able to complete it. And so, Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, O God, that you are an on-time God. And whatever your children are waiting for this morning, I just pray and ask you for renewed strength, O God. Reset our buttons this morning. Some of us, our buttons need to be reset because, Lord, we're feeling a little bit restless. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus this morning, O God, that we will not quit on the journey. I pray this morning, O God, that you will give us, O God, a refreshed mindset. Renew our spirits this morning, O God. Give us hope, O God, where we feel hopeless. Help us not to go back, but help us to move forward. Thank you, Father God, that your children will not give up. We will not lose hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you this morning. Enjoy our close out song. Knowing this morning that
God this morning is able to do it this morning. God bless you. I love you with the love of God.
To leave me.